The lawsuit was filed on Wednesday evening in Utah's 3rd District Court in Summit County and calls into question the apparent acquisition of 2 parcels of land in the Richardson Flat area by the developers from Wells Fargo in a foreclosure sale. Summit County is hoping to void the sale and is claiming the parcels were illegally subdivided. Brock Bank, Wells Fargo, United Park City Mines, and Brock Bank's business partner Josh Romney are all named as defendants in the lawsuit along with several other LLCs. Romney is the son of Utah U.S. Senator Mitt Romney. The parcels in question are located along State Route 248 just east of the US 189 interchange and are currently zoned as rural residential land in Summit County. In a rural residential zone, only one home may be built for every 20 acres of land. Summit County alleges Brock Bank and Wells Fargo approached the town of Hideout in neighboring Wasatch County in 2019 about annexing the land into the town in order to build a large development area and solve the town's existing revenue problems. The lawsuit alleges Brock Bank, Romney, Wells Fargo, and Hideout then began an effort to sidestep Summit County's laws and regulations regarding the annexation of the land in Richardson Flat. Brock Bank and Romney's proposed North Park commercial development area in Richardson Flat would contain 3,500 new residences, 200,000 square feet of commercial space, and 100,000 square feet of office space. Summit County says the development could attract up to 10,000 new residents to the area. Hideout's current population is estimated to be just under 1,000 residents. Summit County officials tell KBCW they cannot discuss the specifics of the lawsuit, but Summit County Councilor Chris Robinson says the county is prepared to do whatever it takes in order to keep the Richardson Flat land under Summit County's control.
I think our objective remains the same, which is that we had a bona fide general plan and have spent a long time planning that area. It's been in our jurisdiction. We want it to remain so. And we're going to do everything we can to make that happen.
Hideout and Brock Bank have repeatedly denied allegations of wrongdoing, and both parties have expressed a willingness to work with Summit County, Wasatch County, and Park City to resolve the Jordanelle area's future needs. Representatives for the developers did not immediately return KPCW's request for comment, and Hideout Mayor Phil Rubin tells KPCW the town does not have a comment on the matter at this time. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.